closer.
You're listening to The Fan Zone with Billy and Eric.
Holy cow!
The good Monday morning to you. Welcome into The Fan Zone. I'm Billy.
And I am Eric.
We're so glad that you're with us. We're brought to you each and every week by our friends Keith Nunley over at Nationwide Insurance. Give him a call today, 723-7900, or swing by the Whispering Pines Shopping Center next to Goodwill. Pop in there and say, hey, I've heard about you on The Fan Zone. I want a quote for my home, life, or auto insurance, and he will take good care of you. We are so glad that you're joining us, Eric.
Yes, sir.
It's the last day of June.
I tell you.
Thus making it the last day of the first half of the year-ish.
Yeah?
We've completed 6 months of 2014.
Unbelievable, huh?
Flying.
We're like close to, or we've been doing this for 6 months then. Because we started, what, on Christmas Eve or Christmas Eve?
Yes.
Or Christmas Adam, as Rob likes to call it.
Yes. So.
Wow.
It's been a ride. It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun.
And that's why it works so well.
That's right.
We finish each other's sentences.
Yes, because you complete me.
Or talk over each other's sentences.
Yeah. One of the two. So, another milestone we've come to this season, this year, this half year.
Uh-huh.
You've completed your first summer as a parent of a amateur sport person.
Yeah, we ended the tiny tot season.
Done.
Walked away with a trophy last week.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you do with the trophy?
It is sitting on top of the dresser, on his dresser.
Does he look at it every day?
I think so. He likes to show it off. He likes
precious memories?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Does he talk about that one time when he got a hit?
Yeah. He's definitely been bitten by the bug.
Yeah.
He enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we were out in the yard this weekend, you know, hitting the baseball.
Yeah.
So, you were there.
Right. I was there. Yeah. Wasn't I? Yeah. I was there.
Yeah. So, right. Enjoying it. So, looking forward to it. I've been recruited this next year to be a coach.
Really?
So, I'm gonna try my hand at that.
Can you recruit me?
Perhaps, yeah.
I want to be a coach with you.
Okay.
With whoever else the coach is.
Yeah, well, and our pal David, I think, is also jumping on board.
Really?
Yeah.
The dream team.
I tell you, we're going to... Well, yeah.
Or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I learned that no matter how many pitches... So they have 5 pitches. My son especially, they're only going to swing at 3.
Right.
Unless there's a tip or a hit.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple of kids on our team that were, they would watch it. Now, usually, sometimes it was actually a really good pitch that they would sit and watch, but it was kind of in their mind, they want me to do that because they like when I watch my pitches.
Right.
But sometimes one would go by that, no. So should have swung.
Are you, you going to the, wherever one would go to practice your pitching?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be pitcher.
Really?
That's tough. And, yeah. and
when you're throwing to somebody who's 4 feet tall.
Well, not only that, because the Tiny Tots League, the age range is pretty, well, it's not very wide, but along with that age, you have a height range that is much higher or bigger than the age range. You know, we had kids that were a foot in difference.
Really?
With height, so I think you know you have to do your scouting reports pretty well and be well versed and who needs what.
Well, for your sake, hopefully you have a higher batting average against than.
Yeah, coach's pitch. You always want the BAA up.
Yeah. Your whip is you want a good whip.
Yeah, high whip.
Yeah, so that was
forward to it.
That was good, right?
Yeah, it was a blast.
Good
you know,
experience.
Because I wasn't a big. Even when I was a kid, I didn't play. I played soccer a little bit when I was a kid. I played some t-ball, but it wasn't something that was constant in my life. And so
I played enough to know I wasn't good at it. So I stopped playing.
And maybe I may get on a soapbox here. We may have time for a soapbox in a second. The one thing is it is so exciting to watch these games. You know, you wouldn't think, you know, watching some 4 to 6 year olds, it is very exciting. But my advice to parents and grandparents and the such, please recognize that these are 4, 5, 6 year olds out there. They're learning the sport. They are not Derek Jeter.
Or juiced up Mark McGwire.
Or juiced up Mark McGwire. Or A-Rod. Or
A-Roid.
You know, they are not professional baseball players.
Not yet.
They have room to be polished, but you know, there's better ways to do it rather than yell from the benches. The coaches sacrifice a lot of time and energy into these games, and you know, they also if they put Sonny Boy out on third when he should have been on second, I think it's going to be okay. You know, so I just, you know, be happy out there.
Yeah. Ellie Grace will get flower picking duty next year.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's perfectly fine because, gosh, I've been around kids for a long time in my profession, and attention spans and all that. You know, baseball is a tough sport to focus in.
It's not the fastest moving game
out
there.
Right. So anyway,
yeah.
That was a minor soapbox. I
would have liked to see some energy from you.
I don't get like that crazy about stuff, but it does. It bothers me. It bothers me to hear the jeering and the complaining and the back talking that sometimes can be heard on the stands.
So was that your hot and bothered right there?
Yeah, that's about as hot and bothered as I get.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All right. I know Ella Grace is excited. She's.
She'll make her debut next year, right?
Yeah, we've been throwing the ball, teaching her who's what and where. She knows who the pitcher and the catcher and the umpire and she knows where first base is. And
that's how you make your child better. You go out there and hang out with them and practice with them.
She still throws the ball with two hands behind her and spins around.
And that's perfectly
okay. She's getting there.
And Thomas could barely throw a ball and hit a ball before he started, but now he's got a pretty good eye. Really good swing.
Yep.
I think a really nice level swing. I don't know how he figured that one out.
Wasn't from watching his Uncle Billy.
So, yeah, you actually took a few swipes at the ball there.
Yeah.
Or you tried left-handed, though.
Yeah, I was batting left-handed.
Yeah, you about pulled something on one.
Yeah, yeah, something almost hurt.
Of course, I kept throwing outside on you. I'd throw one inside and then kind of go further outside.
Yeah, the bat wasn't long enough. It's a T-ball bat.
All right, so some more bits and nibbles,
yes.
as Billy likes to call it,
yes.
around the sporting world. In fact, we're going to go ahead and hit the stupid tweet of the week.
It is now time for the stupid tweet of the week.
This week's Stupid Tweet of the Week brought to you by Nationwide Insurance. Do the smart thing and get Nationwide on your side. Give Keith Nunley a call, 723-7900. Coming from Major Max Giron, the public relations officer for the Dallas Police Department. At Dallas PD, arrest Denver Bronco Aqib Talib for public intoxication after he was throwing bottles, causing a disturbance. Talib was danger to self and others. Talib was intoxicated in a club, causing a disturbance. Following hashtag breaking, Talib was arrested at about 1:45 this morning after being escorted out of Club Sin in 1200 block of Main Street. Hashtag NFL. Hashtag breaking, Talib was taken to the Dallas Marshals Detention Center where public intox prisoners are held and processed. Hashtag NFL. And finally, hashtag breaking, correction, Yakub Talib, 31 years old, was arrested. My apologies to Aqib Talib. Original information reported was incorrect.
Oops.
Wow.
The case of the Twitterverse stupid.
Oh, man, there were, what, four tweets of just, hey, we got Aqib Talib for public intoxication. We're telling you when we arrested him, where he went. We're hashtagging NFL on there. Wow.
My bad.
But
wrong
it
guy.
It wasn't him.
Thank you to Twitter for allowing such nonsense to happen.
Yeah, it was Big Brother, allegedly.
Yeah, but this doesn't happen if there's no Twitter.
No, I mean, you get the right information before you report that in the newspaper.
Yeah, the newspaper hadn't printed yet.
Right, but I mean, my goodness. I mean, look at what Twitter has done. And then you look at all the news stories that the various newspapers were reporting online, the instant reports that they were doing, and their articles have correction, you know, updated. Yeah. Because we're in this instant news society where, boom, a tweet comes out and all of a sudden it's floating all around the internet
and
on news sites.
Twitter says it is gospel truth.
Exactly. Well, here's the public relations officer for the Dallas Police Department. How long do you think he's going to have that job?
Yeah, I would say he's got desk duty with no smartphone in his hand.
Exactly. You are suspended from the Twitter.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Holy cannoli, man.
Yeah, what a boneheaded
and
move.
And what are the I don't know what the legal ramifications. Can Tlaib sue?
If he wanted.
I don't know. I mean, there's some defamation of character.
Yeah,
there.
I'm so sorry.
Libel or what?
My bad.
I mean, is Twitter liable? Like, is that a libel or slander? Which one's written?
Your guess is as good as mine.
I know. We learned it in some class, government
probably.
Or something.
I was probably asleep.
But regardless, I mean, here's Aqib Tlaib, you know, a respected defense cornerback in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody's getting on the Twitter and hollering like, "You got arrested, man! Got arrested, man!" He's like, "I'm sitting at home eating macaroni and cheese. I'm fine. Leave me alone. Like, I'm wearing my suede boxers and my robe. Leave me alone. I'm watching television, eating microwavable mac and cheese."
Holy cow!
Yeah, that's a ridiculous state of affairs. What is not a ridiculous state of affairs is the Fan Zone with Billy and Eric. We'll be right back with more, brought to you by Nationwide Insurance.
Welcome back to the Fan Zone. As always, we are brought to you by Nationwide Insurance. Keith Nunley is on your side for some life, home, auto insurance. Give him a call, 723-7900, or you can go by and visit him in his nice, cool, air-conditioned office in the Whispering Pines. I ran out of breath. Shopping center.
With the bright blue wall.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Go by and see it.
It's awesome.
You'll be impressed.
There we go.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you just if you need more insurance, like, you don't have to just go in for life. You can do auto and life.
Yeah.
Home. Bundle it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Usually works out better if you bundle stuff.
Yes.
Get some nice discountage.
Mine is neatly bundled together.
Yeah. Ribbon mm-hmm. and a bow?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much.
All right. So we tried to get bits and nibbles out in the first segment, but we had a bit or a nibble fall into the second segment here.
Yes.
Something we want... You know, and we talk about how much we don't watch the NBA, and maybe a story like this is why we don't watch it as much.
Yes. So I roll my eyes in fury and frustration.
You know. Yeah. And so we have the big three down in Miami opting out of their contracts,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, makes headlines because it sounds like they're leaving.
Ish.
But it also sounds like from, you know, me not being really clued into what's going on in the NBA world, it sounds like they're just going to end up restructuring.
Yeah, restructuring their contracts to free up more money so they can have, like, a complete team.
Okay.
Because at this juncture, with their current contracts, they can't afford a complete team.
Right. Right, yeah, I was reading that, and there was some guy, yeah, in order to keep other parts.
They have to hire my mom to come play basketball. And me.
You know, I would actually pay to see that.
My mom probably beat me if she had an inhaler.
So, now what are the, like,
could my mom run up and down the court with an oxygen tank? And my mom's not on oxygen. If you know my mom, she's a sweet lady, but to run up and down a basketball court.
Yeah.
Could she do that? Could they strap a portable tank to her leg and just dribble up and down?
Well, they could do anything, I bet.
Yeah.
You know, they got those nice, highfalutin glasses.
Yeah, I wonder if the mask would be, wonder if that would be distracting.
Well, who was it this year that wore a face mask?
I don't
on
know.
Their face.
Did LeBron wear
was
one
it LeBron? Didn't he get busted in the face and had to wear a mask?
I think so.
I'm sure they can figure something out for your mom.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So Bosh, she could Wade, retire. James, and Levin Good.
Yeah, Levin Good and Levin Good. Send us both out there. I bet you.
You'll take whatever's left over of the salary cap.
Yeah, give me $100,000. I'll go out there.
Now, what happens? Like, I mean, what happens to, say, Wade and Bosch when if James takes something else?
Like if he relocates to another team?
Yes. Like,
depends who goes with him.
Right.
Does he have more friends he's going to team up with?
I don't know.
Is he taking his talents to somebody who had a draft pick he wanted to play with? Maybe.
And I was reading an article on CBS Sports. They were talking about Phoenix trying to make a run for Carmelo Anthony and LeBron James. That would make some headlines.
Right. You know what they should do? I'm just dreaming this up.
All right.
I haven't read any articles. No one's proposing this is happening.
This is what the Fan Zone does best.
Yes. Well, I'm not saying I'm blowing smoke up your skirt or anything like that.
All right. Well.
Yeah. But here's my idea.
Okay.
Let's send LeBron to the Clippers.
Ooh. Okay.
We can rebrand them the LeBrons or something.
The LA LeBrons.
Yes.
The Kings.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, King
I
James.
I don't know how well that'll work with the other
Sacramento?
LA Kings.
Oh, the LA. Oh, the
Sacramento Kings. Whoever the
LA Kings.
The hockey team.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could do something else.
Okay.
King Cavalier St. Charles's.
The LeBrons.
Don't you have one of those dogs?
A Cavalier King Charles, yes.
Okay, so you could have one of those. I'm not saying he's a dog. I'm just got the Cavalier in there. You got St.
Right.
Yeah, it's all together.
King James. That would be a quite, I don't think.
Can they afford that?
I don't know.
What's his name just paid $2 billion for a basketball team? Surely he can write LeBron a fat check and get him over there.
Well, then you get the cap issues, I guess.
Whatever. That'd be fine.
Well, that would be good. That would be good press for him. But I don't know. I'm watching it because I'm curious. Because I think that, in a way, it's kind of
it's an interesting storyline.
If he leaves, I think I'm gonna be. I that would disappoint me a little bit.
Really?
That would just put me in a position where I just don't. Why?
I want him to go back to Cleveland. I don't know why. I feel like there could be some redemption there where
that
he could
might
not
be
such a goober.
That might be the only place where I could go, okay,
mm-hmm.
you went to win your titles in Miami with a stronger team, but then you go back to where you started and try to.
Well, what if he brings one of his boys with him, takes what the Cavaliers got for a decent starting piece, and go win one with the Cavaliers? Could that be possible?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Well, we'll know when he has a press conference saying he's leaving his talents in South Beach or whatever it is he's going to have.
There we go.
That'll be good. I think we should, before we reveal any more ignorance, we should continue on.
From one b-ball to another b-ball.
Yes.
Right? Is that a good segue?
Very good.
Basketball to baseball?
Yes. Something we know a little bit more about. We're a little more passionate about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I just get us started?
Yeah. I've seen it. Or I've seen it in your face. You've been withholding.
It's a long face that you see it on.
A very long face.
I just want to say you're welcome to all of you Atlanta Braves fans out there. You're very, very welcome. So glad that my floundering, flopping, four-letter word Phillies have just crashed and burned all over themselves, and the Braves got to be the team in town to see it happen.
Oh, man.
The Phillies, I was telling my wife, was finally started like, oh, the Braves and Phillies are playing. That'll be neat, because didn't the Phillies won three games a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, yes, they did. Well, what could happen, because they're playing well? Yeah, baby, they're playing real well. Like, if they win, they sweep the Braves.
Again, yeah.
And the whoever they are, the Nationals, they just keep losing to the Cubs, then the Phillies could be like three games out of first place. But instead, what is better than three games out of first place?
Well, I think you're being sarcastic. Is this sarcasm?
Yes. It's a bigger number. How about eight games out of first place? How about from skyrocket, because the stupid Marlins sucked it up too, and that was awesome. And so the Phillies had a chance to do something.
I know.
And they just said, no, we want to sell at the trade deadline. Sell. They're all wearing like Sale on their last name of their jersey. Like, what's your name? For Sale.
The sandwich cart, the signs.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll play
Fire
for a
sale,
team that
man.
Has a chance to win. And the frustrating thing is, they in every game, they did some element of the game really, really, really well, or two elements of the game, and then they just couldn't pitch their way out of a wet paper sack or some stupid base running error or some, like, Dominic Brown forgot how to catch a ball in left field,
and that's why they're 8 games back, because they cannot get the tools together consistently, which is unfortunate, because
Better team than 10 games under 500. They're a better stinking baseball team than that.
Yeah. And what's even more frustrating, and again, apologies to our Braves fans out there. What's even more frustrating as fans of teams within the division that are not the Braves is the Braves keep winning.
Right, because their truth of the matter is they're not in any other division. They're not a first place team.
No.
They're not that good right now.
Because
their offense is pathetic and embarrassing.
They would be third in the West. They'd be third in Central, second, third in Central. They would be nearly fourth in the AL West, second in AL Central, and second, third in AL East.
Yeah, because their offense is horrible. Now, they did, their run differential is...
they've evened it up.
Yeah, because they scored 13 runs or something.
Right.
You know, whatever it was against the Phillies. Because they just have not been that good. Their pitching's hanging in there, but their pitching's not as strong as it was. So they're not a first place team. They're not that good.
Yeah.
But this just goes to show you how bad the East is. And I know, like, I feel like every time we're updating the East, it was like, and they still stink.
Yeah. I mean, we've got, you know, teams reaching 50 games this week. And, you know,
50 wins, right?
Or 50 wins, sorry. Atlanta and Washington they're kind of trading back and forth for first place.
Yeah. First place equals hot potato.
And really looking on paper as a Washington fan, stacking up, like if you're doing simulations on stats and all of that, Washington will win this division.
Right.
And you know, starting this week, we're going to have things, Washington's going to have some stuff in place, but Bryce Harper coming off the DL. We're going to have that opening day lineup back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel that, you know, when we got Zimmerman back, we started picking up some steam. Things started, you know, and the pitching wise, Gio's back. He's pitching amazing. He had a 2-hit shutout.
Need to see if they can play the Phillies every game.
Right. Yeah, right. Well, we got good Cubs, shape.
Because looking at the run, like, and the run differential isn't everything.
Right.
But the Nationals are the only team in the East with a positive run differential.
Yeah. 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 And it's positive 39, too, which is, you know, pretty good. It's not as good as
third best in the National League.
Yeah. Yeah.
Phillies are the third worst in the National League.
But speaking of Atlanta Braves baseball, and as much as we're Phillies and Nats fans, we love baseball.
And I love my one July 4th experience.
Oh,
in
so
Atlanta.
You've been. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, a few years ago.
So
fireworks, amazing.
Awesome fireworks. So on WMSRradio.com, there's a banner at the top of the screen. You click here to try to win Braves tickets. It's for the July 4th game this Friday.
Yep. Get you signed up for...
four tickets, right?
Yep.
Pretty phenomenal. It closes tomorrow. Tomorrow is the deadline to enter. So if you have any, get on there and do it if you haven't already. I don't know why you haven't.
And by doing that, you're going to get the news in your inbox every single morning. You're going to have to go look for it. It's going to be right there waiting for you.
Yeah. And if you're looking for local news, that's bar none.
Best place.
There we go.
Ever.
Well, we're out of time for this segment. We will be right back in a jiffy, so do not go away. We are the Fan Zone with Billy and Eric, brought to you by Nationwide Insurance.
Welcome back to the Fan Zone, brought to you by Nationwide Insurance. Go buy and see. I'm telling you. I know you're like, Billy, you're telling me all the time. Go buy and see Keith Nunley, Whispering Pines Shopping Center. Give him a call. Just grab the phone right now, unless you're driving down the road doing something crazy. Then don't do that. Wait till you get to where you're at. But just know, 723-7900 will get you Keith Nunley on the line. You say, Keith, I want to know. I've been hearing it on the Fan Zone. I want to know what can Nationwide, how do I get Nationwide on my side for life insurance, for homeowners insurance, for auto insurance. I want to be covered. I'm going to be covered, 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 and covered.
Like some hash browns at the Waffle House.
Yes. Smothered, covered, and chunked. I want it all together. Bundle it together. and that'll be good. He'll be able to take good care of you. You tell him. Hey, you know what? Heard about it on the Fan Zone. So I gotta know. I've been listening to the Fan Zone, been getting all the stuff I ever wanted to know about the sports that Billy and Eric love, and that's what I've been getting. And while I'm at it, like, I gotta give me some insurance to be covered. Hey, before you do anything crazy,
right?
Not while you're driving down the road. Exactly. So no smartphone playing on while you're driving down the road.
Unless it's a red light. Actually, I don't think you can do that.
Don't do that. Yeah. When you arrive where you're at, if you haven't yet done it, flip open your phone. You won't be flipping open your smartphone probably, but beam up Facebook. Search for the Fan Zone with Billy and Eric. Give it a like. Click like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And during the week, we've been working, you know, adding some stories we haven't talked about.
Yeah, because we only get an hour. It's the fastest hour of the week.
Yes. It's probably the most important hour that you could spend listening to sports that you might or might not care much about. Mm-hmm. We're glad you're listening and enjoying it. And our hope is that we're stimulating something between the ears. And you're like, you know what? That was a good use of my last hour. I've been thinking. I feel like my life just got better. It improved vastly. The quality of life went up from having some talk about the sports that Billy and Eric love. But there's lots of other things you can listen to on the radio, too, besides riding on Thunder Radio that you can look forward to this week, right?
Oh, absolutely. So we were talking about the Braves. They are hosting the Mets tonight.
The Mets. My mom will be glad.
Yeah, tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday. All 6 o'clock games, so you can hear them right here on Thunder Radio.
After Plaster.
They're hosting the Diamondbacks, or D-backs.
Yes.
This weekend, Friday,
of the
Saturday,
Arizona
Sunday.
Brand.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so if you did not get to win, if you didn't win the tickets, or if you don't win the tickets to the Friday game, you can listen, tune in right here on Thunder Radio for their, get it programmed at 5:20.
And we tell you every week that the Braves radio guys are some of the best.
Yeah, you were tuned in this weekend.
Absolutely.
Because you were unable to watch the MLB TV broadcast. It was blacked out, so you tuned in on the radio.
Mm-hmm. And I enjoy it.
Was it the motorcycle story? Did you hear it this weekend? Wasn't one of the guys talking about a motorcycle guy being a hood ornament?
No. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 indeed. That was this week. High quality stuff right
so,
there.
So, yeah. Radio, and I've got to where on my Roku, I have been listening to the Nationals radio broadcast over the video of the game.
Yes. And I'm saying this truthfully and honestly. When the Phillies play I'm holding my phone, like, you listen here. When the Phillies play the Braves, I can listen to the Phillies radio if I want to.
Uh-huh.
But I do not.
Yeah.
Because they're not as good as the Braves radio guys.
Excellent. Excellent. So speaking of radio guys, we highlight a call of the week every week here on the Fan Zone. And we're actually going to listen to a radio broadcast call. So who knows? If you tune into Thunder Radio this week to the Mets or D-backs games, you might hear a future call of the week. But this week's call of the week happened in a Baltimore Oriole Chicago White Sox game. You're sitting at the bottom of the eighth inning, down 4-0. You're two outs. Count is 2-1. Something special, though. The bases are loaded. So
who doesn't like juiced bases, right?
Exactly. And you have Nelson Cruz up to bat. You think he was a little nervous in this position, Billy?
No, not Nelson.
No? Okay. No. Well, coming from WBAL, here is the radio call of the week. And Nelson Cruz up to bat, down 4-0, two outs, bottom of the eighth.
And the pitch on the way. Nelson, fly ball, right center. Pretty well hit. Backing up, Sierra. Backing up, he's going to jump up, and that ball is gone. It's a grand slam. Oh, Nelly! His biggest home run this season. And he has tied the game in the bottom of the eighth inning. Sierra jumped up, almost caught it. The ball got behind the glove. It gets out of here. And just like that, we are starting all again. My goodness.
Great for my fantasy team. And Wednesday night, that was Wednesday night. The rest of the story is in the 12th inning, the Orioles take the win 5-4. So he ties it up in the bottom of the eighth with a grand slam. Boom.
Yeah, it's tough going into the eighth inning with a deficit of 4 runs there. I get to the point where I'm resigning myself to maybe not tonight.
There's 162 game season.
Right. It's only June.
That's right.
And so kudos to Nelson Cruz hitting that grand slam. And I just like the whoa, Nelly.
Yes.
In that. Because we had a choice between the TV call and the radio call in that one.
Yeah, we went radio.
Radio call. That guy sounds old school. I wonder how long he's been doing this gig.
Yeah, probably he got hired 3 weeks ago.
And he's probably 23 with a really bad smoking habit.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Yes, indeed.
Oh, me. So let's, you got your paper in front
I'm
of you there?
I'm geared up.
All right.
Lock and load and rock and roll and all that stuff.
All right, moving on. Here we go. I'm going to cue up the music.
Got it.
I'll let the music guy tell us what it is.
Okay.
The Coffee County Anti-Drug Coalition proudly presents this week's Local Scholar Athlete.
This week's Scholar Athlete of the Week is Matthew Ross. He's 13, just finished the 7th grade at East Middle School in Tullahoma. He is the son of Sean and Libby Ross. And let me tell you, when it comes to sports you play, it should be what sports don't you play? This gentleman plays some basketball, plays soccer, plays football. I chose him this week because there's World Cup action going on. This gentleman asking, have you ever won any awards? He's the goalkeeper of the year, the defender of the year, and the hustle award, all in the realm of soccer. This man has skill, but he also has some smarts. He's in the math team. The gentleman has aspirations of attending the Ohio State University. Yes, emphatically, Ohio State. And he looks up to a fellow we've previously spoken about on this show, LeBron James, because he's from the Akron area where this gentleman was born. So this week's Scholar Athlete, brought to you by the Coffee County Anti-Drug Coalition, is Matthew Ross. Congratulations, sir. You keep up the good work, keeping a scholar, keeping an athlete, and represent well.
Rock and roll, man. I like it. I like it a lot.
A lot?
A lot, man.
Me too.
Brad Keselowski.
Awkward transition.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've given up on not being awkward in transitioning things. Oh. We usually map out our shows to where each segment is a subject, but this segment has just turned into three.
It's a puzzle.
Subjects. Mm-hmm. So I'll practice, I guess, at home.
Yes.
Brad Keselowski wins this weekend in Kentucky.
Up near Cincinnati.
That's right. I was speaking with my grandfather-in-law.
Yep.
He lives
Chuck.
Yeah. He lives in Ohio, and I was.
We should give a shout out to Chuck because one day he's going to figure out how to download this podcast. And
Him up yesterday.
Really?
I set him up. I downloaded the podcast app. I subscribed him to the Fan Zone on the iTunes podcast.
Really?
So he has last week's episode. And I said, hey, hook you up on some Wi-Fi because I'm not going to let it download on data because I don't want you to waste any data here.
Mm-hmm.
But hook your phone up to your Wi-Fi at home. Every time you open this app and there's a new episode, it's going to download right here for you.
So maybe, because he's heading back to the
Ohio area.
The OH.
Yep.
Maybe before he heads out of town this morning, maybe he's giving us a listen.
Perhaps. He did have his earbuds with him. So my 83-year-old grandfather-in-law has an iPhone with earbuds.
Shut up.
I know. It's amazing.
Are you serious?
It's amazing. So I hooked him up with the podcast. You should do the same. If you ever miss an episode or you want to show it off to your friends who didn't get to listen.
Yeah. You want to revel in the awesomeness?
Exactly.
Or like, can you believe they said that?
Exactly. Yeah. Hold us to it. If we say it on the radio, it has to be true. Every week, podcast is up, except for last week. I forgot the week before, so both of them came up at the same time.
Two for the price of one this week.
There you go. So
they're on special.
So yeah, every week. Buy one, get one. It. You can catch every minute you've missed. So look back in the archives, or if you can just WMSRradio.com,
mm-hmm.
download it there. Like us on Facebook. I post when I put the new podcast up. There you go.
Yeah.
So Brad Keselowski wins at Kentucky, the mile and a half track. He pretty much dominates.
Yes.
Penske dominates that race.
Right.
Except for Kyle Busch. He ran 30 something laps.
37, I believe.
So not a really super exciting race. But the question you posed was a mile and a half tracks in the chase?
Yes, I was asking you about that prior to the show.
And I counted five. We got Chicago, Kansas, Charlotte, Texas, Miami.
Because Keselowski's won two in...
of five.
Yeah, and it wasn't like he just snuck by and stole them.
Yeah, Vegas Jr. was there, because that was the one Junior
ran out of gas.
But Keselowski, and, you know, Junior would have won. Well, I don't know if Junior would have won.
Right, because Keselowski
wouldn't have been in that position.
Ran well.
Yep.
At Vegas. He's run well on mile and a half tracks. Of course, he's...
Well, and then you got Logano winning in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So Penske's won three of the five.
Figured out something. And Hendrick's got the other two.
Yeah, which...
Better
so,
watch out. Hendrick cars in the top 10 again.
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't get any wins, but
no
Jeff
wins.
Gordon continues being the point leader. Love that. But what I want to know,
mm-hmm.
and you can tell me, mm-hmm. I'm open to your opinion.
Okay.
Like going into the chase with five... mile and a half races, and we've got Johnson with one win on a mile and a half, Keselowski with two, and some domination there. What are we going
to
do?
Well, you're going to have to stay tuned to hear what my response is. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Fan Zone, everybody. I'm Eric, as always. Billy is with me, pointing at me, saying, no, it's your turn.
It's all you, baby.
Well, I don't know what you were doing over there.
I was working out.
Okay.
Lifting weights.
We are brought to you by Keith Nunley at Nationwide Insurance. Call Keith, get Nationwide on your side. He's got life, home, auto insurance for you. 723-7900. Or stop by and see him in his new blue wall at the Whispering Pines Shopping Center. Century.
Answer the question.
Oh, yes.
Answer it. I need to know. You tell me. I want to know. Yeah. Who is your chase favorite?
All right.
Of those two in the observations leading to the break.
So we were talking about mile and a half tracks before we went to break. A lot of a mile and a half in that short chase.
Half of the races.
Half.
The chase.
So 10 race chase. Mm-hmm. 10 chase races. Five of them are mile and a half. Brad Keselowski's won two of five. Jimmy Johnson's won one of five. And so who's my favorite in the chase out of those two with
yes.
the advantage of having mile and a halves?
Yes. Who's your favorite to win the championship based on that?
Well, the good news is that Charlotte repeats in the chase, and that's the one that Jimmy Johnson won.
Yes.
Kansas repeats in the chase, which is what Jeff Gordon won.
Right.
As being Hendrick Cars, I don't know if that would make a difference, but I think you got to go Jimmy Johnson.
You're still in the... You don't think Keselowski's righted the ship enough?
His wins have been so spread out. Johnson just has come alive, it seems like, in the last month, you know, winning three of four.
We should have Girl on Fire or whatever clip for that.
Right. All I do is win.
Yeah.
And you know, three of four and then, you know, finishing top 10 Saturday night. It's pretty mm-hmm. impressive.
Yeah.
It's hard not to bet against Jimmy Johnson.
Right. Wishful thinking, hoping.
Did you see Keselowski slice his hand open?
I heard about it, but I did not see the hand.
I saw the picture.
He should be sticking to other alcoholic beverages besides the champagne bottles.
Right, yeah, just pop a top on the Miller Lite, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
Ka-ch.
Yeah. But,
sorry, did I interrupt you? Wishful
no.
thinking?
Yeah, well, my wishful thinking is I don't want him to win seven championships. So.
Okay, but would you rather Brad Keselowski win a championship?
No.
So of the two, which one would you prefer? Which one would you prefer? Which is the lesser of two evils?
I guess being a Chevrolet and a Hendrick guy, take Johnson.
Okay.
Which
now,
hurts.
Who do you think? Like, not prefer, but who, what's your gut tell you is going to happen?
Well, I think Keselowski's just dumb enough to do some crazy stuff.
That's
when there's
I'm
a title on the line, there's some great, he can drive a race car. He can do some stupid stuff with it, but he can drive a race car, and he'll put you on the fence. It doesn't bother him.
Right, but I think that's what I... there's a lot of risk getting behind him on that. Jimmy Johnson isn't going to do anything stupid.
Most likely not, right?
You know, and so he's going to race. Right, he's going to stick to his game plan, and I think that's why he's won six championships.
Right, but when you come down to, if you can keep them alive through the first three quarters of the chase, and then it comes down to I just got to beat you every week.
Yeah,
I think BK could take the bumper and move you out of the way to win at Homestead.
Yeah,
they're probably both gonna.
And see, that's what's I was talking with somebody about, somebody who wasn't really hip to the chase, the new chase rules. It's going to make Miami a little bit of a more exciting race.
Yeah, I think it will.
It could make it a dud if one of the two guys vying for the championship blows an engine in lap 15.
Yeah. Morgan Shepherd going for the title. Like, hey, wait a second. How did that happen? He won at Daytona.
And so, but yeah, so I don't know. Anyway, we decided we're down to 9 races left. We got Daytona this weekend. For 4th of July weekend, the Coke Zero 400. And we decided to take a look at the standings and say, all right, there have been 10 guys that have won races. So looking at the rest of the racers, who do we think has a chance to win a race that has not won yet? Who's the next guy to pick up a win? So we kind of picked a handful of guys. We each picked 3. A couple of our guys are kind of they're likely to win, and then maybe threw in a dark horse in there as well. Is that kind of how you made your list?
Yes, that's kind of where I oriented my thinking.
Okay, so
although I feel like my dark horse isn't even that dark of a horse.
Yeah, he's kind of tanned horse.
Yeah, he's like, it wouldn't be a stretch for him to get a win.
Okay,
but he's not.
Oh, you've already revealed that your dark horse is not Danica.
Yeah, Danica Patrick didn't make my list.
Grandfather-in-law asked me this weekend if Danica Patrick's ever going to win a race,
and you
I told
said
him no.
No,
I said no.
If it's a race to like who gets fired soonest, no, yeah. There'd be someone in front of her for that.
All right,
we could have the top 3 jobs she does after she's done racing one of these days.
She can drive the Coke Zero family van.
Yes.
All right. Anyway.
Very good.
Me?
Yeah. You. Whatever you like.
What order are we doing these in?
Just whatever order you like.
Casey Kane.
Okay. That's your number 3 guy.
I think he's going to win a race. Hendrick's been strong. All 4 of them were in the top 10 at Kentucky. I think it'll be his turn.
He's been running well if nobody puts him in the wall and didn't do anything dumb.
Yeah. So, and even this weekend would be a good chance for him to pick one up. So
yes, that'd be possible.
I would not be surprised to see Casey Kane in victory lane.
See, I think my number 3 guy could win this weekend.
Okay.
Also, maybe could win at Indianapolis.
Okay.
He also maybe could win at Michigan.
All right.
Jamie McMurray.
Yeah.
He's
and his frosted tips.
Yes, I think he's a solid, fun little race car driver.
He's had some.
He
bad.
Won the and he won at the All Star race.
Yeah. So there's a chart. Yeah.
That's a mile and a half track.
He's had some bad luck this year. I feel like there's been a couple of races, maybe more, where somebody ran into him and he was just kind of toting along there.
Minding his own business, as
they say. Yeah, this weekend it happened, and then I feel like it was at Talladega or something. He got rammed pretty hard, the McDonald's car. I remember he was not loving it.
That's unfortunate.
All right.
Number 2, what do you got?
You know, I'm going to throw Clint Bowyer out there.
Really?
I like Clint Bowyer, and I think he's going to be... Is he still with RCR?
No. Michael
no.
Walter.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, never mind. But yeah, I think Clint Boyer's got a shot.
Yeah,
I like him.
Yeah, makes me ask, do you think Michael Waltrip's a good enough program this year to win a race? Because Toyota feels like they're still off a bit.
Well, yeah, they've not been running well, because even the Gibbs teams... have been struggling. With Bush only being the only one with a win.
Hamlin won somewhere.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, Bush and Hamlin both have a win, but it wasn't like they really dominated their races to get those wins.
No.
There's nothing been spectacular for them.
I just like Clint Bowyer. I'd like to see him in victory.
So you want him to win?
Yep.
All right, fair enough.
And he won't slice his hand open on a 5-hour energy.
That's most likely true. A guy that I don't care for, I have zero ill will toward him.
Right.
I don't care for him as a race car driver. He is the male version of a Danica Patrick to me. But I'm picking him to win a race. He's my number two guy. I think Dad will keep writing checks, and Paul Menard will make it to victory lane before the chase.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a good flat track. He could grab a win at Pocono or even New Hampshire or Indy.
Yeah.
He could win at Daytona.
And then Daytona. Yeah, Daytona's kind of like the crapshoot this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is, I mean, it could very well be a guy that's already in the chase winning it.
Right.
But it's also a good chance for somebody that's out of it to kind of solidify their
landing
chances.
Castle pushes Morgan Shepherd to the win. Morgan Shepherd refuses to drink the alcohol in victory lane and asks for someone to walk him home.
Oh, me. You're awful.
I know. He's racing for
but
Jesus.
But, yeah, Paul Menard. I like it.
I don't like him.
Is he a boo hiss guy or just a eh?
I just think if his dad's not writing checks, he's not in the Sprint Cup Series.
No, you're
I don't think he's that talented.
Right. You're very
I mean,
right.
I think he's a talented driver, but I don't think he's Sprint Cup level.
Is he kind of like he's a nationwide lifer kind of guy?
He's a nationwide guy, yeah.
Yeah. All right. And this guy's kind of a dark horse for me, Kyle Larson. But gosh, he's been running really well. He didn't do too hot in Kentucky this weekend.
The tire was hot.
Yeah.
That was what was hot.
But I mean, man, he's racing with the big boys there. He's out racing Austin Dillon pretty much on a weekly basis.
And if not for the tire going down and smashing the wall to pieces, he beats him again this week.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I think, you know, a win in his future, it's definitely there as long as, I mean, they're running consistently.
Yeah. He could win at New Hampshire.
And he would be in the chase based on points right now.
Yeah.
So I like the possibilities there.
That's your number one guy, right?
Yeah.
My number one guy. Sorry, I took the easy way out and went with Matt Kenseth because he could win at any of the next races going into the chase.
Yeah, because he won the most. Him and Jimmy won the most last year, right?
Yeah, I cannot believe he hasn't won yet. But
right,
I know he's just kind of like ho-hum, whatever. He's not very flashy.
Right.
But he's good. He's solid. He could win any one of these races coming up. So I look for him to get it into victory lane. That's going to about bring us to a checkered flag for this edition of the Fan Zone. We're glad that you've been with us. You stay tuned to Thunder Radio for lots of sports action and other things coming up. We're so glad that you tune in each and every week. You stay tuned to Thunder Radio. Listen to Swap and Shop. It's coming up next. Thank you for tuning in to the Fan Zone, brought to you by Nationwide Insurance.
So long, folks.